We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Are You Growing in Faith and Love? Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. We ought to thank God always for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith flourishes more and more, and the love of each one of you all for one another is ever greater. As a result, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God, for your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and afflictions you are enduring. Gregory received Jesus Christ as his Lord at a time when he was surrounded by many challenges. Coming to Christ truly brought him relief. However, as he studied the scriptures, he discovered that many believers, especially the early apostles, suffered greatly and even died because of their faith in Christ. This troubled him, and he often asked himself, "What is the difference between me and these men?" In his search for answers, Gregory began to study the lives of the apostles more closely. He soon discovered that they all shared one defining trait. They endured persecution for the sake of Christ. If all you know about God is his gifts and benevolence, you are still a child. Every responsible adult carries responsibilities, many of which require endurance. An adult son of God may willingly embrace pain, not because he cannot escape it, but because he understands that his suffering can bring relief, help, and freedom to other children of God. One way to measure growth in faith and love is by examining how much you are willing and able to give and endure for Christ. It is through believers like this that God's power is revealed in its fullness. If you desire to experience God's power in its undiluted form, you must be willing to endure anything for Christ. See Romans 8:17. 2 Timothy 2:12. Meditate on Mark 10:29-31 as you go about your activities today. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and for the gospel, who will not receive in this age 100 times as much: homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Prayer. I receive grace to grow in faith and love, and to endure for Christ when called upon. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 131 to 133. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.